Hello, and welcome to the Developmental Edit. I'm your host, Christine Petty, from Last Page Editorial, and I'm here to help you write books readers can't put down. This week, I want to share with you some really interesting ideas that I got when I went to a storytelling workshop this past weekend. For those of you who may not be as familiar with it, storytelling is a beautiful and extremely powerful form of art that I've enjoyed for several years. If you're a person who thinks that storytelling is just for preschoolers or the library or school kids, then I highly recommend you go online and look up to see if there's any local storytelling events in your area, because you should definitely go check it out and prepare to be amazed, because you're going to have an amazing time. You're going to be moved. You're going to laugh. You might cry. It's just a really great art form. So anyway, so I went to this storytelling workshop this past weekend, and it was a really good workshop and led by the teacher, Elizabeth Lord. And well, two biggest takeaways, I think, as I continue to mull it over in my head, but the two biggest takeaways that I got from this, I wanted to share with you, because I'm always looking to see, even if it's a different art form or a different circumstance that has nothing to do with writing necessarily, how does that actually pertain to writing? And storytelling obviously isn't that far from writing, so it was pretty easy to make the jump. But one of the things that she said is she talked about setting up your story in terms of context, conflict, and resolution, the three parts of a great story. You could also think of it as act one, act two, act three. So context would be setting up the status quo and what your character is experiencing. Conflict would be act two, where things change and start to escalate. And then, of course, act three would be the resolution of whatever is happening. But I think one thing that I realized whenever I was at this storytelling workshop is that that first category of context is actually really, really important, because if you don't establish the context in a way that connects to your readers or your listeners, whoever is experiencing your story in whatever form it takes, then it won't matter what the conflict is or the resolution, because they won't care. There's a lot of questions in the author community about how do I make readers care about my characters, or how do I make readers care about what happens in the story. And the thing is that this brings me to the second thing that she said that was so brilliant. But she said that the most powerful stories are the ones where the storyteller has something at stake. And so if you're writing, you need to have something at stake on the page, and your character needs to have something at stake. If you're a nonfiction writer, then it's all you having something at stake, because chances are you are sharing something that's happened to you that you've personally experienced, and that can be very vulnerable. If you are a fiction writer and you're writing about characters, you still have to be vulnerable enough to allow your characters to be vulnerable enough. And you might be drawing on real life experiences and then putting it in a fictional situation or a fictional world with fictional people, and that's fine. But you still have to have that bit of underbelly exposed, basically. And the thing is that context is the building block of your entire story. So it needs to be really strong. And something that I thought about that you could try as an exercise, if you would like to, is I want you to think about a piece of clothing that you've had at some point in your life. Could be when you were a kid, teenager, young adult, as you got older, doesn't matter. A piece of clothing that either was something that you loved or something that you absolutely hated. And why? Well, first of all, describe it. Okay, so describe it. What did it feel like to wear it? What did it look like? Ground it in some sensory details. You don't have to go on for pages and pages, but ground it in some sensory details so that we can know what it was like to wear this piece of clothing. And then after you've described it, tell us why. And I'm trying to think of how to phrase this exactly. What were the circumstances that you found yourself in while you were wearing it, if that makes sense? Like, was it special to you because of who gave it to you or how you found it and came to acquire this piece of clothing? Was it the way it made you feel when you were wearing it? I mean, even if you hated it, was it because of the way you felt when you were wearing it? Was it because of attention, either wanted or unwanted, that you received when you were wearing it? What about this piece of clothing made it significant in your mind? Because when I said I want you to think of a piece of clothing from sometime in your life, I'm pretty sure you immediately knew exactly which piece of clothing I was talking about before I even gave you the rest of the instructions. So, what is it about this piece of clothing? How does it make you feel and why? That's the context, and that's what helps make a story powerful. Because if you just say that you had this favorite pair of shoes in third grade, and then one day your mom cleaned your room and threw them out without even telling you, that's not really an interesting story. But if you talk about what the shoes looked like and what you felt like when you were wearing them and where you wore them, and if you went on adventures while you were wearing them or whatever it is, and then we find out that your mom cleaned your room and threw them out one day without telling you, and you never saw them again, then our hearts will break along with your heart. Describe it. Tell us the context of why it was important to you, whether it was a good importance or a bad importance. And then, if you're wanting to make this into a full-fledged story, what happened while you were wearing that piece of clothing? What changed about wearing that piece of clothing? Did you eventually stop wearing it? So then it becomes a narrative because you're telling us the story of this piece of clothing that no one else would care about, but it has significance to you. And I guarantee that if you're writing about something that has significance to you, somewhere somebody else will also have a similar experience. And it may not be the exact same thing, but your story about your shoes will remind them of their favorite hat or whatever it was that they had when they were a kid or something similar. So, to give you some real actual story examples that you may be familiar with, there's a short story by Sandra Cisneros called Eleven. And in it, she talks about a sweater that she, well, it wasn't even her sweater, really. You have to read the story, but it's a beautiful story. It's a very vulnerable story. I don't know if it actually happened to her or not, but it reads like a memoir, but it's a short story, and it's in the collection of stories called Woman Hollering Creek by Sandra Cisneros. And it's one of those where I read that story in high school and I never forgot it. It was in one of those, books that you have in your English class. It's just a bunch of random stories put together in different units. And I remember reading it and I always thought about that story. And then I eventually found the book of short stories that it was in and bought it so that I could keep it. And like I said, it's about a sweater. Okay, so these types of things can be very powerful. Another book, and it's also been made into a movie that you might be familiar with, is the movie Me Before You. And there are some tights that the main character wears, some tights that are bumblebee striped tights. And I won't give away, I'm not going to tell you everything that happens in these examples, because I think you should go check them out for yourself if you want to. But the context of why these tights are important to the main character then shows up later in the scene that is very powerful, and the viewers and the readers really loved that scene, and it's still talked about. And if you really wanted to, you could go on YouTube and look up Bumblebee tights from Me Before You and watch clips of it. But like I said, the context of what she tells him about these tights that she had when she was a kid, that's what sets up the scene that is the first thing you're going to find if you look on YouTube. So anyway, I'm just saying the context is what packs the emotional punch. And the last example I wanted to give is from the movie Jojo Rabbit. Unfortunately, if I tell you anything about it whatsoever, it would be a major spoiler. And it's a very powerful moment, and I don't want to spoil that for you. I would never do that. I hate spoilers. So, I mean, unless it's been out for like 20 years and it's really famous and most people have seen it. Like, in that case, that's just you choosing not to participate. But that's fine if you don't want to participate. I'm just saying that if you haven't seen Jojo Rabbit, You need to go watch it. It's an amazing film. It's very, very good. It's strange, but powerful and heartfelt and beautiful. And there's a, I'm not, I can't even talk about it. I can't. I'll give you a spoiler, and I'm not going to do that. So, anyway, if you know, you know. And if you don't know, go watch it, and then you'll know. And you can come over here and we can cry together. It's fine. So, it has been used in several different examples, more than even what I'm just talking about right now. But I wanted to give you some real life examples of authors and writers, movie makers who have used just a simple piece of clothing as a way to tell a beautiful story that is powerful and does stick with people long, long after. This works for both fiction and nonfiction. If you're doing it for fiction, the context, like I said, is what sets up everything else. When we know that Katniss wants to protect her sister and that she has had to survive on her own and that has made her strong and it has isolated her, and then we see the journey that she goes on, that makes it that much more powerful. If we just say, yeah, there's this thing called the Hunger Games and my name's in it, and now my little sister's name got drawn and I'm volunteering for her instead, like if we don't understand Katniss's connection with Prim, if we don't understand her background, then the rest of it doesn't really matter. It's because we know, it's because we connect with that part of her that makes it so powerful. I do want to say that if you are writing fiction, I don't necessarily mean that we have to know a character's entire backstory or that you need to do a flashback or something in order to get your point across and make it impactful. I want to talk about those ideas in another episode, but I'm just letting you know that in this exercise with the clothing, you're just limiting it to this one piece of clothing and this one memory with wearing that piece of clothing and how it made you feel and what happened. You can go beyond that, obviously, with different examples but and different contexts, but there you go. If you're writing nonfiction, chances are you're either writing a memoir of some kind or you're writing a self-help book of some kind. But even with a self-help book, people need to know where you're coming from. So, for example, if you were very, very sick and it made your body weak, and then you decided that you were going to try a different holistic method of healing, and you went on this long journey, and like then you got better, and you want to share these ideas with other people so that they can hopefully experience the same thing. If we understand the context of where you were at and how it felt to be in your body and to be struggling with your health beforehand, then it will matter to us. Then we will care and we will be invested in that, taking that journey with you. If you are writing about what it's like to try to rebuild your life after a divorce, then we need to see you at the low point. That's like I said before, you have to show us the vulnerable side. You have to expose your underbelly. Otherwise, we're just going to keep scrolling, essentially, or turning to another book because I guarantee you we've got stacks of them around the house just waiting for our attention. So you don't have to tell everything. You don't have to just pour all your blood and guts onto the table. But what you do need to do is you need to allow your reader to see beneath some of the layers. If you're trying to create a powerful narrative, you cannot give people Pinterest version or the Instagram version of your story. And so you're going to have to be a little bit exposed. But that context is going to inform the entire story and it's going to connect with your readers so much so that that's what's going to have the biggest impact on them when they finally get through your act two into act three, where you have the resolution. Whatever form that takes. So, I hope this was helpful for you. And thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate you. I appreciate your time, and I hope you found something helpful. If you would like to talk to me about editing your manuscript or creativity coaching, book coaching, anything like that, my email is christine@lastpageeditorial.com. My website is lastpageeditorial.com, and you can reach out to me on Instagram at lastpageeditorial. If you liked this episode, you could share it with someone who also might benefit from it. and you could leave me a review. You can follow, like, subscribe, hit a button, and it's going to help me out a lot. I really appreciate you. I hope that you have a wonderful week, and I hope that you write something that you feel vulnerable about, but also empowered by. Because the more vulnerable you are, the more it's going to connect with your reader, and then they too will also feel that power behind your words. So have a great week, and I'll be back at you soon.
This is the end of the show. I hope you liked it. This is the end of the show. I hope you found it somewhat helpful. And if you have any questions or you just like to connect, I'm on Instagram at Last Page Editorial. Have a great day.